Summing up, neurons and the nervous impulse. The functional unit of the nervous system is the neuron. A neuron consists of dendrites, which receive stimuli. A cell body, which contains the nucleus and metabolic apparatus, and an axon, which sends stimuli to other cells. Neurons are surrounded by glial cells, which protect, support, and nourish them. Information received from the internal and external environments, and instructions sent to effector muscles and glands, travel through the nervous system as electrochemical signals. In the resting state, there is a difference in the electrical charge inside and outside the axon cell membrane, called the resting potential. When a stimulus is received, it generates a temporary inversion of the polarity of the membrane, called the action potential. The nervous impulse is the action potential that travels along the membrane of the axon. Neurons transmit signals to other neurons across junctions called synapses, either electrically or chemically. In most cases, the signal crosses the synaptic cleft as a chemical substance. The neurotransmitter, which binds to a specific receptor on the membrane of the postsynaptic cell. The human nervous system. The nervous system, together with the endocrine system, integrates and controls the functions that enable an animal to regulate its internal environment and to react or interact with the external environment. The nervous system is divided into the central nervous system, CNS, which consists of the brain and the spinal cord, and the peripheral nervous system, PNS, which is composed of the cranial and spinal nerves. In the peripheral nervous system, the motor fibers innervate effector muscles and glands, while the sensory fibers receive signals from sensory receptors from different parts of the body. There are two important subdivisions of the motor neurons of the peripheral nervous system: the somatic nervous system, which innervates skeletal muscles, and the autonomic nervous system, which regulates cardiac muscle, smooth muscle, and glands, with digestive, circulatory, urinary, and reproductive functions. The autonomic nervous system has two subdivisions, sympathetic and parasympathetic, which differ from each other from an anatomical, physiological, and functional point of view. The brain. The vertebrate brain originates from the subdivision of the neural tube into three main regions: rhombencephalon, hindbrain, mesencephalon, midbrain, and prosencephalon, forebrain or cerebrum. In the course of the animal evolution, there was greater development of the cerebrum, telencephalon, which is divided into two cerebral hemispheres. Each hemisphere is further subdivided into four lobes: frontal, parietal, temporal, and occipital. The cerebral cortex is the thin layer of the brain, where sensory information is transmitted to and voluntary motor activities originate. The mapped areas of the cortex include the motor cortex, the sensory cortex, and the parts of the cortex which are involved with sight, hearing, and language. The limbic system is involved in the translation of impulses and emotions into actions. The reticular formation is responsible for the state of alertness and for attention. During sleep, it is possible to distinguish five stages, including light sleep, deep sleep, and the REM phase, when dreams are more lively and involve the limbic system to a greater extent. Learning and memory involve the elaboration of information by specific anatomical circuits. Fixing information in the long-term memory depends on a circuit which comprises the hippocampus, the amygdala, the thalamus, and the prefrontal cortex. The sense organs. Sensory receptors are able to transform the energy from certain environmental stimuli into action potentials and therefore information which can be transmitted and elaborated by the nervous system. The eye provides most of the information about our environment. Light passes through the eyeball and reaches the retina, which contains densely packed photoreceptor cells. Rods are more sensitive to light and are involved in night vision, while cones provide greater resolution and are responsible for color vision. Cones are more concentrated at the center of the retina in the fovea, a specialized area for acute vision. The photoreceptor cells transmit signals to bipolar cells, which send these signals to a network of ganglion cells whose axons form the optic nerve. The ear allows us to hear sounds and to keep our balance. It has mechanoreceptors and structures which are able to collect and convey the vibration of sound waves. In the cochlea, sound stimuli are transformed into nervous impulses which reach the brain through the auditory nerve.